WBEZ is supported by Unison, presenting their Chicago Floor Sample Sale, March 9th through the 13th. This in-person event features showroom samples and collections of furniture, rugs, and decor, offered at a 50% off retail pricing. Unison designs and curates modern home furnishings, including textiles, decor, furniture, and dining pieces, created in collaboration with artists and designers. More at unisonhome.com/sample sale. Unison, where modern meets timeless.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is emphatically denying any ties to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. My WBEZ colleague Mawa Iqbal has this.
This comes after former President Bill Clinton testified before Congress saying he flew with Epstein in his plane multiple times and brought along guests, including
the man who's now the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, and his wife.
Pritzker, however, says,
No. Let me be clear. First of all, President Clinton clearly was mistaken, and he corrected the mistake.
Clinton did, in fact, recant his statement. His spokesperson said Pritzker did take a trip on behalf of the Clinton Foundation in 2008, but it was not on Epstein's plane and not with Epstein. Mawa Iqbal, WBEZ News.
U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois is condemning the Trump administration for launching strikes in Iran without congressional approval. The strikes killed Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and other officials. In a Senate speech Monday night, Duckworth said while she won't, quote, shed a tear for Khamenei, she said Trump's actions put Americans at risk.
Trump is marching us closer and closer to another costly, bloody, protracted conflict, a war without any defined end state, and even without a concept of a plan for how to prevent the chaos and instability that will come next.
Duckworth also urged Republican lawmakers to vote for a resolution preventing unauthorized military action against Iran. A big challenge for whoever wins the Democratic primary for Cook County Board President is how to treat more uninsured patients. My WBEZ colleague Kristen Schorsch has this.
Cook County's big public health system cares for people no matter if they can pay.
You want people who ride the train or the bus with you every day to be healthy. You want people who serve you in the restaurant to be healthy.
That's County Board President Tony Preckwinkle.
If all those people aren't healthy, your health is jeopardized.
She's seeking a fifth term against Chicago Alderman Brendan Riley. The county expects to lose almost $300 million a year as people lose Medicaid health insurance or drop Obamacare plans because of federal changes. Riley suggests holding private hospitals accountable for patients they sent to the county. Preckwinkle has set aside reserves to absorb losses. The primary is March 17th. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.
A Chicago police officer is facing dismissal for shooting and paralyzing a 13-year-old boy nearly 4 years ago. Officer Noah Ball encountered the teenager hopping out of a vehicle wanted in a carjacking and kidnapping case in 2022. The Sun-Times reports the boy turned and appeared to raise both hands, but the Civilian Office of Police Accountability says Ball thought the boy's cell phone was a gun. This marks the second time COPA has pushed a fire officer Ball over an on-duty shooting. In the earlier case, Ball was given a one-day suspension after Superintendent Larry Snelling fought COPA's recommendation. You're listening to The Rundown. Last year, WBEZ and the Sun-Times surveyed 20 top arts, culture, and humanities nonprofits. We wanted to see what progress they've made to diversify their staff and their boards. This comes after the 2020 murder of George Floyd sparked a year of activism and reflection. And since our previous reporting, three additional arts organizations have agreed to share their data. Sun-Times reporter Erica Thompson joined WBEZ's Lisa Labas to fill us in.
Remind us a little bit about last year's survey. Did you find that the diversity of these staffs reflected the demographics of this city?
They really don't, but they are making minor increases in the share of diverse people on their board and staffs. And so it's important to note that people of color make up more than two-thirds of Chicago's population, according to the 2024 American Community Survey. And the organizations don't quite match that, even though they're taking steps to fill those gaps. One thing that we did find is that though Latinos make up roughly 30% of Chicago's population, their presence on the boards of these organizations is very low or non-existent. However, when it comes to programming, all of the organizations have said that they've expanded their offerings that really reflect the city.
Now, I know that additional organizations recently agreed to share data with you. Which ones were they?
Yeah, so it was the Joffrey Ballet, Chicago Architecture Center, and the Goodman Theater.
What reason did these three groups give for not initially participating in the survey?
So the Chicago Architecture Center said that it couldn't meet the deadline. We did give the organizations about 4 weeks to complete the survey. The Goodman Theater said it didn't immediately see our requests to complete the survey. And the Joffrey Ballet initially declined without reason, but their director later told me it wasn't because they were trying to hide anything. They had to prioritize other surveys. But we found that many organizations voice concerns about sharing diversity, equity, and inclusion data because of the federal funding cuts to the arts.
They might be targeted. That's what they were worried about?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so what did their data show?
Yeah, so for the most part, all three organizations did report minor increases in the diversity on their boards and their staffs. A standout was the Chicago Architecture Center. They actually have the most diverse board among all survey respondents so far. People of color account for more than half its members. And when it comes to full-time staff, they've doubled the number of Black employees and added multiple Latino employees. The Goodman Theater also reported increases in the share of people of color on their staffs and their board. The Joffrey Ballet did report a minor decrease in its share of people of color on its full-time staff, but the director told us that the pace of diversifying staff has slowed in part because many employees have remained in their roles for years. But it's not all about the data. All of the organizations have taken steps to expand their diverse programming. There are panels that have been hosted by the Chicago Architecture Center that teach residents how to repurpose buildings in their neighborhoods. The Joffrey Ballet put on this really cool program, Matters of the Heart, featuring works by female choreographers of color. And then also the Goodman Theater has been putting on diverse productions like Fat Ham, which is Hamlet reimagined in the Deep South. But then they've expanded their free workshops for teens. And the Joffrey also has a fellowship program that helps them identify and develop diverse candidates for future positions.
That's Erica Thompson of the Sun-Times and WBEZ's Lisa Labas talking about diversity among arts and humanities groups in Chicago. For more information about our findings, you can head to suntimes.com. Mostly cloudy, our weather forecast tonight with a slight chance of showers. We'll see a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, we've got another chance of showers along with partly sunny skies and a high around 40. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Dagman. Thanks for listening.